Well, the world has sure gone nutty, buddy, buddy. Even downright cruddy, buddy, buddy. Wish I missed the past, buddy, buddy. But there's still buddy cast. No, don't be nutty, go meet a buddy here on Buddy Cast.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the founder and host of BuddyCast, Nick Sorensen.
Welcome back, buddies. We're back after a brief hiatus, but we're back and we're ready for action. You know, we've been promoting a lot of books recently on BuddyCast, and we've got another one to promote. We're just as excited. We're here with our buddy Justin. You remember Justin? He was on an earlier episode. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing great, buddy. Thanks so much for having me back on.
Absolutely.
We had fun the first time and back for round two.
Absolutely. Now, Justin, I gotta ask, how's our buddy Harold doing?
Harold is always good, but he's looking to pound some people as he loves to do.
That's awesome. So, buddy, you've got a new book coming out soon here. Tell us about it.
Yes, it's called The Future of Community. And it's an exciting, exciting book. It drops in 2 weeks. I cannot believe it. December 12th, because we've been working on it for over a year. And it helps creators and influencers monetize their community, build an even greater community. And if you're a fan of an influencer or a fan of creator, you learn tools and tricks on how you can actually monetize yourself as well. So not only the influencer can make money, but as the follower, you can. And there's also all sorts of great tools and anecdotes that we share in the book. And I've been in the Web3 space for almost 3.5 years now. And so it's a lot of my knowledge and expertise in that world that we infuse into the book. And it's great. There's some fantastic takeaways. It's not just a fun read, but it's actually a practical book where you're going to learn how to make money and build an even greater community. And nowadays in the world we live on, buddy, as you know, in social media and personal branding, you always have to be promoting yourself, building a community. And that's just kind of the way life is now.
Absolutely. Number one, I like making money. Number two, you're absolutely right. It's all about building that brand, building those, what I call buddies, building those buddies, building those, you know, it's people that, like someone like you, where, hey, you want to come back on the show? Absolutely. You know, they know your brand. They trust your brand. That's why they want to come back.
Absolutely. So, I mean, even taking BuddyCast, for example, when you read the book, you'll learn really cool tips of having your podcast and streaming it and a way to connect directly with your fans and your followers. And there'll be opportunities for them to tip you so that you can monetize that way. There'll be ways for them to make money as they promote it. And there's just great, great synergy. And as we, you know, these Instagrams and TikToks and Facebooks that have been around for years and we all use them, that's fine. But think about the CEOs of those companies and those founders are multi-billionaires. Well, we are the ones using it all day long. And we think we get to use it for free. But when in fact, they're making a fortune selling advertising. So, you know, that's fine. But why don't we actually earn the revenue instead of these multi-billionaires? And we talk about how you can do that in the book.
Mm-hmm. So how did this idea come to be? Like, what was the process?
Well, it's interesting. We were approached by Wiley Publishing, which is the fourth largest publisher in the world. And they reached out because we're thought leaders in the Web3 space and building community. And they said, we'd really love you to write this book. And you know, candidly, it was like, wow, it was an overwhelming, exciting opportunity, but we didn't know how to start, when to start, what to do. It was just like, okay, let's do it. And then, you know, sitting at the computer and thinking, oh my gosh, what are we going to type? What are we going to write? How are we going to break these chapters up? Who are we going to interview? And there was a lot of brainstorming that went into it. And then we thought, you know, one of the best ways to tell this story is not only from our perspective, but let's interview our friends who are in the space who are very successful and let's get their tips and tricks and all the tools they use. So that's what we wanted it to be. It's a book about community. So what better way to write about community than involve the community in the storytelling process?
Love it. Tell me about your co-authors.
So John Kraske is my co-author and Charles Adkins. They're both sensational. They have a lot of kind of more analytical, technical expertise. One of them, John, comes from accounting and was a chief financial officer for many years. And Charles has a lot of expertise in Web 1, you know, the early days of the internet, and then Web 2, and then now also Web 3. So we really round each other out. You know, the one comes from the accounting and finance. The other one comes from tech, and I come from entertainment.
Mm-hmm. And how much research, how much, like, thought process was put into this book?
So much. I can't even talk about it. I mean, it's just a ridiculous amount of research and case studies about the industry, talking with a lot of the experts in the industry. We also have a successful podcast in the Web3 space, buddy, called NFT Heat, where we did over 100 episodes. So we were reviewing a lot of those episodes, taking nuggets out from them and discovering what were the best pieces to share in the book. So it was hundreds of hours of research, really diving into what is the best material that we can share, not only for what's present, but what's coming up in the future as well.
Nice. For you, what was the most, like, which chapter or which section involved the most research? Like, was, I don't want to say the most challenging for you, but like definitely the one you put the most effort into.
Well, that's a great question. I would say the most challenging was coming up with what are the other technologies that are coming down the pike. Obviously, AI is huge. We talk a lot about AI in the book, but there are other technologies like Web 4, Web 5, quantum mechanics, quantum physics, all of these emerging technologies that are kind of lumped together that are really, you know, some of the big companies like NVIDIA and these big tech companies are already utilizing. And AI obviously has been in the works for many years as well. We just, as retail users, you and I and us normal folks out there, haven't really been utilizing these technologies, but the big tech companies have, and they're coming. They're coming for us too. So it was diving into that, learning a lot about it, talking to folks who are in those industries, and really kind of, you know, getting excited about it.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about those, like, company, you know, those companies, like, what do you see benefit-wise, or like that technology, excuse me, what do you see benefit-wise, and what do you see maybe could even be the negative effect of it too? Do you talk about that a little bit in the book too?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we talk definitely about, you know, the negative effects even of AI, and in Web3, there was, I'm sure you've heard of NFTs, you know, there was a lot of great NFTs, but there was a lot of cash grabbing, a lot of scammers, a lot of, you know, bad actors in the space. And we talk about, you know, the pros and cons of that, and pros and cons of AI, pros and cons of the emerging technologies. There's going to be such incredibly fast computing power that's coming down with the next four iterations of technology. And kind of what we see currently is going to be light years ahead in the coming future. And obviously it can be a great advantage if you know how to utilize those tools and can help them as a creator, help them as a business. But if you're unwilling to learn, or you want to kind of be fearful of it, they're going to blow right by you, and it could put you out of business. So, you know, these are things that you've got to take up. You've got to study. You've got to learn. And some of these technologies in the wrong hands can obviously be very abused.
Absolutely. So what did you learn most from this book? What are some of the biggest things you took away from all the research into the final product?
Well, I'll tell you, my biggest lesson and learning was, holy smokes, it is a ton of work to write a book. Mm-hmm. I obviously had never written a book before. This was the first one, and it is very stressful, a ton of work, and it's a big, big undertaking, and a lot of rewriting, and a lot of the process was a huge learning experience for me. I thought, oh, you know, we've been experts in this space for several years. We're really going to be able to boil this down into very helpful chapters. Wham, bam, we can knock this thing out. It's going to be great. And, you know, come to realize when you're putting together 13 or 14 chapters and a couple hundred pages of a book, it really is quite something to wrap your head around. Where do you go? What stories do you tell? What do you emphasize? Who do you interview? All of these aspects were quite complicated, and we had to really dive into them. And somewhat of the subject matter can be complicated and technical, and we didn't want it to be that way. The whole point of this book is to make this book available for anybody who's never heard the word Web3, never heard the word NFT, doesn't really know anything about technology. You know, we want this book to be super available for you, super friendly, super easy reading. And that was, you know, difficult to do, but we did it. We did it, and I'm very excited about that.
So this book is user-friendly. Like, this book is for someone like, you know, when a lot of generations nowadays, you mentioned AI, and they're like, what I, you know,
something
like that. It's user-friendly for them. Or
super user-friendly, absolutely.
Are you going to say it? Yeah, I mean, to say it in the terms of like user friendly for even someone like Harold or something like that.
Somebody, Harold could pick up this book at the butcher and be able to read it and be a better butcher and make a lot of money. Of course, as an adult.
Yeah.
So yes, it's super accessible, and don't be intimidated by it. It's really meant for everybody to pick up, enjoy, and learn some tools in a fun, great way. We want to make it really interactive. So my co-authors and I, if you do purchase the book before December 1st, which is in the next couple of days, we're throwing in a big package worth over $1,000. So we wrote a continued ed course about the book, which we throw in for free. We're having a book launch in Los Angeles at the Soho House. You receive an invite to the book launch. If you purchase a book, you're going to have a lot of access to us as the authors. So we're also doing a film about the book. And if you purchase a copy before December 1st, you get to write a sentence in the movie that I will say, or my co-author will say, and we're going to interweave it into the actual film, which is going to be a lot of fun. So we want to make it really creative and fun for everybody. We want everybody to enjoy the book and take a lot of value away from it.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about the publishing process for you.
Yeah, so we were approached by the publisher Wiley, which is a global, fourth largest global publisher in the world. They do a lot of educational books. They do a lot of those you know, dummy books where you learn everything. You go to the bookstore and you see all those yellow copy dummy books, which is great. So they really focus on breaking down kind of complicated subject matters in a very easy to way learning process, which we thought was terrific and really aligns well with what our purpose is for the book, which is kind of taking these somewhat can be complicated technical things and breaking them down so they're super friendly and easy to understand and easy to use. So working with them has been great. You know, we've had a couple editors who've gone through and, you know, revised the book, made sure that everything is quoted properly, and really have dug into it, helped us put together, you know, all the necessary things when you're putting a book together, which candidly we didn't know about. And they've been just, you know, lockstep and barrel with us from day one.
I love it. Now for a really important question, where can we find the book once it's released?
Yes. So you can find it at Barnes & Noble's, Target, Amazon, and Books A Million. But you can find it, you can pre-order your copy right now at Barnes & Noble's, Amazon, and Target. And I will put, if it's okay, I'll put a link to where we built our own site for it, where you can go check out the book and you can pre-order it right there wherever you'd like. I put it right there in the private chat so you can share that with everybody. Or if folks listen to this later on or watch this later on, they can see it. But it's tfocbook.com, like T for Tom, FOC, like Future of Community, book.com, tfocbook.com. And that's where you get the opportunity to pre-order the book, learn a little bit more about myself and the co-authors, and some fun little excerpts about the book as well. Our whole goal is to get on the New York Times bestsellers list. It's an audacious goal that's super hard to get onto. Obviously, not too many people do it, but people do it. And that's really what our goal is. And we want to spread this message to as many folks as possible.
Love it. Give me just 10 seconds here. Let me
absolutely.
One moment. There we go, buddies. That's nice. TFLCbook.com.
I love it. I got to say, buddy, I love your intro. That is so fun. It is just like the best thing ever. The theme music and the curtain, it is like, it gets me fired up.
And that's the way I love it. You know, yeah. It's kind of like what you've been through with this book. It's a, you know, podcasting's a process of trial and error, learning, going as you go along, you know?
Yep. Yep.
And that was me. Like, I'm like, I used to just start out, hey, we're live with, you know, we're live with my buddy Justin. How you doing, Justin? Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, I need something to warm these people up. I need something to show them that this is just going to be a fun conversation. This is going to be something that's going to be entertaining. Just you and me, you know, partying on, basically. And I'm like, what about theme song? So I reached out to a buddy of mine who's been on the show. His name's Tommy Link.
Uh-huh.
I reached out to a buddy who got me in connection with him. And Tommy played the first two notes that you hear on that. And I'm like, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And we just sat there for like an hour and just collaborated. I'm like, you know, the point of the show is like the world's kind of like gone like crazy nowadays because it started during the pandemic, the show.
Yep.
You know, the world's gone crazy. Everyone's just so negative. Everyone's just so like angry or something like that. This is the show that like will bring them back to the good times in the past. Remind you, like, why do you do what you do? You know, like, why do you love being a voice actor? Why do you love being an author? You know,
just exactly.
Things like that. And just reminding them of the good times and just saying like, hey, you never know. You're going to meet a new buddy on the show. You never know when you're going to interview the voice of Harold from Hey Arnold, you know, like you never know when that opportunity is going to come. You never know when you're going to meet someone who, you know, you're all the way across the country right now.
Yep.
You know, like we're, but yeah, you're talking to me as if though you're sitting in my living room right now.
Totally. I'm in my living room. You're in your living room. It's perfect. So no,
I just,
yeah, exactly. I think I love that message. It's so great. You know, there, as you said, the world is crazy. So it's fun to just be able to have a buddy, talk about fun things, help each other, support each other and have a good, relaxing conversation.
Exactly. Which brings me to my next question, brought to us by my buddy, Jonas Kane from Hashtag Positivity. The last time you were on, I asked you what it means to be someone's buddy. I want to ask you this time, why do you think buddies are so important nowadays?
Well, I think it's that's a great question. And it's a good follow-up to kind of what you just said earlier, which is the world is crazy, crazier now than ever, even though we're out of COVID. We're in, you know, it's just, it's chaos wherever we look, wherever we watch. And so it's so much more important now to have a buddy, a buddy you can lean on, talk to, support, make laugh, and help you get through the day and keep a smile on your face.
Absolutely. So, buddy, we've come to what's called the ultimate buddy cast buddy question. You ready for this one?
Let's do it.
For anyone out there who wants to be an author, who wants to do what you do, push their dream and create a book that's going to be launching soon, what is your advice to them?
Do it. Just get out there. Make it happen. Do it. The time is now. Don't wait. Doesn't have to be perfect. Just get out there, you know, and start your podcast, start writing your book, start filming your TV show, start doing your radio show, whatever it may be. Just get out there and make it happen. And as you said earlier, and I always say, it's not going to be perfect the first time. It's never going to be perfect. It's art. You just continue to grow, continue to learn, continue to make it better, but you can't do it until you start. So start now.
Absolutely. Well, buddy, thank you for stopping on BuddyCast. Thank you for enlightening me today. It was a true pleasure. Please, my buddies, if you're out there, you're listening, check out the book. Check out, you never know what you're going to learn. That's the point of BuddyCast. It's about learning. It's about just being enlightened, you know? So please check out the book. Thank you, Justin, for being a buddy on BuddyCast.
Thank you, buddy, for having me on round two.
Absolutely.
What a blast. I love round one. I'm here for round two, and I can't wait for round three.
Absolutely. You know, if you got any projects, you know where to go.
I appreciate it. Night, everybody.
I have two favors to ask you before we close the show.
Yes.
Number one, if I send you a link later on, you think you can vote for BuddyCast as best podcast in Erie, Pennsylvania?
Of course. Absolutely.
Sweetness.
Yes.
And number two, you know, I got to ask you this. I asked you this last time. I got to ask you this time. I need you to renew this vow. I need you to promise me whatever you're going to do today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, you're going to go out and you're going to go be someone's buddy.
Absolutely. Guaranteed. Sold.
All righty. Well, my buddies out there, this is my buddy Justin. Please, like I said, check out the book. I'm your host, Nick Sorensen. Thank you for joining us on everybody's favorite show.
Well, the days are going fast. Buddy, buddy, we've got to make them last. Buddy, buddy, before they've all gone past. Buddy, buddy, tune in to Buddy Cast. Don't feel like it could make it, buddy. Here on Buddy Cast.